afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know that we are here week after week with great shows, great content, and great information, and we're breaking those myths that mompreneurs just dabble in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy business women, and we're looking for that balance between building a business and raising a family and finding the joy in it all. And I love our rotating Wednesday show platform because we have the opportunity to bring such fun shows and great hosts to our audience. And today is no exception. We are here on the Productive Play Show with Debbie Dutton and Alyssa Sungar, who are that mother and daughter mompreneur tag team. And I don't know about you, but to me, just, I mean, what could be better as a mom to have the opportunity to work with your daughter? And we're welcoming Debbie and Alyssa to the Productive Play Show. And, you know, they're two educators who dream that every child entering kindergarten can be prepared to begin a successful school experience. However, each child needs a caring adult to show them the necessary skills needed for school and life. They developed a website called ifnotyouwho.org. This free site shares tools and activities, so any adult who wishes for a child to have a happy and successful beginning to school is equipped to make that possible. This mother and daughter team did the research and developed this website based on resources for those busy adults in a preschooler's life. And today they're going to be sharing ideas on teaching preschoolers about gift giving. And you'll be given the directions and how to make a personalized gift that can be shared with family and friends. I don't know about you, but my kids are grown and gone. I treasure every gift they ever made for me. And they laugh that I still have them on in my wall unit, in my room. And they're like, Mom, you know, we made this in preschool and in kindergarten. And I was like, so which one should I get rid of? I said, every one of them, it showed me how your art grew as you grew. And quite honestly, my son, his senior year in high school, took a ceramics class the first semester so he could make me my Christmas gifts. And his friends were like, are you kidding? You did this so you could make your mom a present? My mom would kill me if I made her something. And my son was like, wow, what a shame, because my mom, these will be like her favorite Christmas gifts. And it was that my 17-year-old took the time to take a class to make me a cookie jar and a bowl. How much better does it get? So I am so excited to be bringing Debbie and Alyssa here today to be sharing the art of making it personal and gift giving. So here we are.
Thanks, Dori. Welcome to the Productive Play Show here on Word of Mom Radio. My name is Alyssa Sungar, and I'm excited to have you join us for this month's radio show. This month, we will take an idea from one of our art activities. Our goal is for you to help a child make personal gifts for family and friends while practicing some learning skills. I'm so excited because today, Debbie Dutton is joining us. Debbie is a co-creator of the website, ifnotyouwho.org, and also my mom. I can attest that we made many personalized gifts for friends and family while growing up. Welcome, Debbie.
Thanks, Alyssa. And we have, over the course of many years, made lots of gifts. You know, and some of them turned out better than others. You know, I always felt it was important for a child to be part of the gift-giving traditions of holidays and birthdays. You know, and right now it is the season for gift-giving. Mm-hmm. And teaching a child the joy of giving is actually an important emotional skill.
Yes. As I recall, we often made our gifts for friends and family. There was no handing out of cash to buy a gift at the store.
Correct. Oftentimes, there wasn't a lot of extra cash. But, you know, I believe that one of the roles as parents is to provide the conditions in which a child can realize his or her full potential. And part of that human potential is to have empathy, compassion, and a generous spirit.
Isn't teaching kids at a young age to give from the heart
a difficult concept for them to understand?
Well, you know, at the age of 4 or 5, the concept of money is clearly not understood. They may not really understand that a gift selected by them
in a store and paid for with the parents' money is supposed to translate into a gift given directly from them.
You know, by simply giving a
preschool child your credit card or cash from your pocket, they could lose out on feeling the specialness of giving. That makes sense. But of course, the child just pays for that gift that they know their friend or family member wants. That is special, too.
Yes. You know, and buying a gift with money that's saved in your piggy bank does help teach generosity. But being realistic, not too many gifts are within a preschooler's piggy bank.
Very true.
You know, and that is why making gifts is both economical and also shows that giving of your time in making a gift is actually part of the gift. And creating a gift that can be a wonderful family experience that ends in the joy of giving the gift and seeing the smile on the recipient's face. And the only way you learn this is by doing it. And today, we share a great idea that can personalize for each person on your child's gift-giving list. And, importantly, it's within a realistic budget.
Yep.
We're going to explain how to use a photo to make a simple puzzle.
Our projects are so great for gift giving, and we choose projects for our website, itsnotyouwho.org,
that allow a child to be creative
and teach or reinforce skills that are necessary for a child to have for a successful school experience.
You know, and while we're sharing only one idea today, you know, there are many other projects on the site that can easily be used for gift giving, so we hope you do take a look.
The art activity for a photo puzzle we are chatting about today comes from,
it's all on the website, it's going to come from Phase 1, Month 11, Activity 18, and it can easily be given as a gift
to any family member or to a child's friend.
You know, lots of times as our preschoolers make friends or develop a relationship with family members, you know, we want to give a gift to acknowledge the friendship, but the expensive gifts can stop you.
So to get started on this activity, you're going to need a few materials. You're going to want to plan ahead a little bit. And just as a reminder, if you're listening to this in the car or at the gym,
we always have a recap of the activities,
the materials needed, and the directions on the Word of Mom Radio blog website, as well as the itsnotyouwho.org website.
So if you don't have a place to write anything down right
now, that's okay. You can check back both of those websites.
That's a good idea.
So for this activity, we're going to need a photo of your child with the person you want to receive the gift. So a picture with grandpa or grandma, a classmate, an aunt, a teacher, a neighbor, or whoever the child wishes to give the gift. This photo can then be printed and enlarged to the size of the paper in your printer.
You know, ideally, the photo should be enlarged to around an 8x10 size, or papers, what is it, 8.5x11?
Yeah.
But you can use any size photo, and then you'll just adjust the number of puzzle pieces. I can see how getting the child into the gift-giving act begins with the taking of the photo. Encourage a child to suggest having a photo
taken with their selected friend. Let them decide how to pose or where to snap the picture. Maybe that's their favorite park.
What's in the classroom? Yeah, that's a
great idea. They love to think where they want to get their picture taken. What kid doesn't want their picture taken?
Most kids do. And of course, if they can keep a secret and not mention the plan of making a gift with the picture, you know, it even becomes a little bit more exciting. You know, and if you don't have time, you know, no time to take a new picture, well, then just look through your photos and find one to use. Or your child can even draw their own picture of them with their friend or them with their grandma.
So now you simply have an enlarged photo, or possibly a smaller photo, if that's all you can get your hands on, of your child with the friend. You will also need clear and patterned contact paper to make a more finished project.
to give as a gift. Now, hold on. What is contact paper? That's a great question. Contact paper is an inexpensive material that has a decorative or clear surface on one side and a highly adhesive material on the other side. It's often used to line drawers or cover objects, and it comes in rolls similar to gift wrap. Yes, long, thin, kind of gift wrap look. And the material is then cut to size by the user. In contact paper, it can be found in hardware stores or houseware sections of your Target or Walmart, other stores similar to that. You only need a small amount, just enough to cover the photo. You know, what I do like is if you buy that whole roll, you can make tons of gifts. You know, use a photo with grandma, use it to make another puzzle with your friends. So, you know, if you think you only need a small amount, but if you buy that whole roll, you can make lots of gifts with that whole roll.
Yeah.
You know, and is there an alternative that you can use instead of contact paper? I mean, I don't think I have any in the house right now.
Absolutely. You can just simply glue the photo to poster board or construction paper, and you don't even need to put the clear cover on it. It just helps it last longer. If you really wanted to put something on top, you know, a clear shipping tape could also be used to cover it.
But just looking for a nice, sticky surface and where the photo won't peel or, you know, come off.
Yeah.
Draw it. That's a good idea. You know, and then the next step is with the child, place the back of the photo, which is the non-photo side, on the sticky side of the pattern contact paper. And then working with contact paper, you know, it can be a bit tricky. You know, but this is actually a wonderful time to share the vocabulary words sticky, adhesive, you know, and what it means by sealing the paper. So the pattern side is going to sort of be the framer on the photo.
Is that what we're doing?
What can be the backing of the photo?
The backing of the photo. Okay, so the back of the photo has a nice pattern to it.
Right. All right. Now we're going to do the clear on top. Okay, so you're going to cut around the photo, then leaving about half an inch of contact paper around all the sides.
Yes, so the photo will be looking up at you.
Okay.
And the pattern contact paper will be behind.
Okay, great.
And then the next step is to take the clear contact paper and place the sticky side on top of the photo side of the paper. And you want to make sure that the edges of the contact paper adheres to that half-inch border around the photo. And now you'll see that the photo is totally encased within the contact paper.
And there could be some wrinkles in that contact paper. So smooth out the wrinkles in the front and the back of the photo with your hands or fingernails
the best you can. You know, and now you're ready to create a fun gift from the photo. So together, you can draw, together, you know, parent, child, teacher, whoever is making the gift, draw lines with a marker on the pattern side to show 8 to 10 puzzle pieces, and if using the smaller photo, just adjust how many pieces will be cut. You can do, you know, 4, 5, 6,
make a judgment call on that. And then depending on the age of the child, you can draw pencil lines first and then let the child trace over the lines with the marker before they cut. And then remember to try to keep that child involved as much as possible with this project so they truly feel like they actually made the gift. And children are quite smart, and when giving a present that they made it, you better be sure they feel like they really did the work.
And watch yourself as the adult that you allow the child to be hands-on. No wrinkles in the contact paper is perfectly acceptable. You'll let this really be the child's gift. I know it can be hard sometimes as the adult.
You want this, you want perfection in art projects, but let the child really come through in this gift.
Yeah.
And after the lines are drawn for the puzzle pieces, the lines are cut for the puzzle pieces. And using scissors is a necessary school skill that takes practice, and this idea allows them to practice.
And it's okay to help your child if necessary with cutting, perhaps using training scissors, which allows an adult and child's hands both on the scissors. That's appropriate for kids who are struggling.
You know, I remember when I was teaching fourth graders, I had children who still hadn't mastered the use of scissors. And by putting safety scissors in the hands of preschoolers, with adult supervision, often kids will learn how to cut. It just takes practice.
I mentioned earlier that
There are other art projects that can easily be used for gift giving. And our idea is to run this every month in activities 18 and 19 on our website, itsnotyouwho.org.
You know, some of my other favorites that are there are a watercolor painting of hearts. That's in month 8.
Ooh, that's even best year for Valentine's Day coming up.
Ew. And decorating a pillowcase. That's in month 11.
Activity 19.
Which is a wonderful gift for birthday as well.
Yes.
So back to the activities. After cutting the photo into puzzle pieces, you can package the puzzle to give as a present. Look around your house for small boxes or bags that can be decorated and place the puzzle piece into a zipper closure plastic bag and then put that into the box or the bag. And if you don't have that, even a simple envelope.
Right.
You can put them in an envelope and decorate the envelope and decorate the envelope, and that's another activity for your child.
Yeah. You know, this is a gift that's being given by the child, so look for ways that they can wrap it. A favorite last family, if you remember, was saving colored comic sections around the
station.
Yes. And being backed for the wrap gift.
Yes. Another one that I love in a school teacher was all of those wonderful painting projects that your child brings home from preschool or daycare.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see, yes, we hang them on the refrigerator and the wall. Sometimes there can be a few more that we need to hang on the wall.
Yeah.
But save those, and that's also a great way to wrap gifts.
Good idea. Good idea.
I can easily see
that using the newspaper or the art paper would work for the photo puzzles. Just place the pieces in the plastic bag and wrap in the comic or the art paper.
Right. We also would save tissue boxes and place the puzzle in the empty box and would simply gather tissue paper around the box and tie it to top with a ribbon.
You know, kids with wrapping a present, well, that's equally as much fun as the creating of the gift.
Absolutely.
Looking at this project, you are able to for so many skills that are needed for a successful kindergarten experience.
Like what, exactly?
One reason I really like using art projects is that it provides an easy way to communicate with a child. When you find activities to do together, you give children a sense of significance and a sense of specialness.
Yes. So when you share creating a photo puzzle together, you are nurturing and building a relationship beyond making a gift together.
Mm-hmm.
And being a parent
is all about the relationship. In a young age, you want to build
good and healthy relationships with your child.
You can begin by asking them questions about how they are creating
the picture puzzle.
Or where should you place the photo on the contact paper? Or how big a piece of contact paper is needed to cover the photo? Or, you know, even have a child tell you a story about the person who's in the picture with them.
You know, I get the relationship aspect. As children need to trust and depend on the adults who are responsible for them.
And having relational skills is important in our society. You know, sharing, cooperating, being respectful are some of the life skills needed in the kindergarten classroom, you know, and as adults.
Right. You know, another skill we talk about in working is just the joy of giving. You know, that's an important
social skill
that shows you care. You know,
around the age of 4 or 5,
children begin to think and reason about other people's thoughts and emotions, you know, by involving a child in an activity that is
clearly a gift or done for another person. We are helping the child to think about it. I observe 3-year-olds giving a hug or a tissue to a friend who's unhappy.
They really are careful of thinking of others.
You know, that's great. And at this age, what they're doing is modeling behavior they see in adults.
You know, remember, kids are great copycats.
Yes, they are.
Other skills that this project addresses are physical skills, particularly the small motor skills or the fine motor skills. Using contact paper is often a strange and different medium for preschoolers with its stickiness, and practicing the use of scissors is always important.
You know, as a teacher, it was sad to watch my older grade school children become frustrated with their cutting skills when making art projects.
And sometimes the boys were the most impatient. You know, boys aren't
always attracted to coloring and cutting,
but they are necessary skills. You know, practice is all it usually takes, and this can easily be done in a home environment,
one-on-one, with preschoolers, before frustration shows in the classroom.
And language skills in this puzzle activity are also easy to implement. Ask the child why they like this friend or family member that is in the picture. continue the dialogue with comments like, what is the favorite activity you like to do with your friend?
Or, you know, tell me what you know about this friend. Does he have brothers, sisters? What's his favorite game? What's his favorite food, et cetera? You know, a different approach would be to talk about the puzzles that your child likes to put together. Or think of other items that are sticky, like the contact paper.
You know, what you're telling me, in other words, is just keep chatting with the child while making the photo puzzle correct. You know, listen for good grammar and correct word choices, but always make it fun and use the activity as a guide to help direct you on what you want to talk to your child about. Right. You know, we also introduce math skills as we decide on the number of pieces for the puzzle and count the pieces as they are cut. With a younger child, you might only make the photo into 4 pieces and increase the number of pieces as a child understands with future photo puzzles.
You know, I like the idea of having an activity that touches on so many skills and is also so practical.
I mean, learning while
creating a gift, that's a win-win.
Skills and gifts.
You know, one last final thought on creating your own gift
is that research
really suggests that the amount of family interaction time is increasing, unfortunately. It was stable for years and years, and then the last 10 years, it's fallen significantly,
and mainly as a result of children's increased screen time.
You know, if you can get a child at a young age involved in art projects, you can be sharing a wonderful way to use free time away from computers and television. You know, art is a wonderful hobby for all ages.
For this photo puzzle, remember, all you need is a photo enlarged on plain paper or whatever photo you have, contact paper,
both patterned and plain, scissors, pencil and marker,
and a box or bag to package the puzzle.
I think it's a fun idea.
I think it's a great idea.
And who doesn't love receiving a puzzle with a photo of them and one of their favorite children?
And then each radio show, we share 3 books or resources that we feel expand on our topic.
So here are our ideas. I'm sorry. Here are our ideas for this month. So codenamemama.com
is a really interesting website you might like.
Put in their website search box, make your own gifts for toddlers and preschoolers, and a resource with over 25 ideas will show from various
other resources. While some of it is for adults to make for children, you can easily adapt for a child to make one of those gifts.
To give, right. You know, and there are many, many, many,
many, many, many books on crafts and art.
But one book that shares craft ideas for children is Martha Stewart's Favorite Crafts for Kids, 175 Projects for Kids of All Ages to Create, Build, Design, Explore, and Share.
Whoa, what a title.
Yeah.
You know, go Martha.
Projects to cover a variety of ages. You know, so some of these ideas will work with the theme of kids making gifts.
I'm sure you're bound to find something
175 available. And one of my personal favorite resources on the web for crafts is, of course, Pinterest. Here you can find a wealth of information by typing in the Pinterest search box,
gifts for preschoolers to make. You can make almost any art activity
into a teachable moment by conversing and asking questions.
Well, Alyssa, it's already time to end today's program. Thanks for including me in this discussion.
I hope you were able to reinforce
how gift-giving is something to teach and experience.
And that we all learned a thing or two. I did. I did, too. And it was so fun dying with you. I love getting to do the show with you together.
So for our listeners, join us next month, where we will be sharing another idea from the website, www.ifnotyouwho.org,
and there will be a recap on Word of Mom Radio website, as well as the ifnotyouwho.org website.
Thanks for spending time with us,
but more importantly, the child in your life thanks you. Back to you, Dory.
Thank you so much. You know, what a fun idea. I'm serious. I never, ever thought of making a puzzle out of a picture. I mean, I've done a lot of different crafts with my kids, but I never thought of that. You know, that really just sounds like such a great, fun thing to do. I cannot wait to tell my son, Rob. So he and his fiance, Nell, their little nephew, Nico, who's a little, he'll be 4 in February. What a fun activity to do with him. I've become his new best friend because I'll go up there and play with him for hours. I love playing with kids. I truly do. And every bit of it is such a learning experience. And I just want to say thank you to Alyssa and Debbie again for sharing another great activity and another way for you to productively play with your child or your children. Because you know what? Life is a learning experience, and everything that you do with them, they take with them one way or the other. And I want to say thank you to our show sponsor today, Kaz Winters from EverythingFamily.net. Kaz is also the host of the Sneaky Mom Show, which is here the first Wednesday of every month. And I want to just share a little bit from Kaz.
Mom, do you need resources to help your family thrive? I'm Kaz Winters, the mother of Family Ideas and owner of EverythingFamily.net. In addition to hundreds of free and easy ideas for families, including articles by experts, browse through pages featuring hundreds of books for babies through grandparents, find illustrated children's stories, adventures for teens, activities for kids of all ages, and books for family celebrations. Discover parenting ideas and books with answers for challenging times. Our assortment covers most genres from fiction, biographies, and romance to mysteries, sci-fi, poetry, and more. If you're searching for a perfect gift, our artisans and crafters create delightful one-of-a-kind items. Want a personalized touch? We can personalize t-shirts, teddy bears, and much, much more with a name or photograph. Families are incredible, and I invite you to join ours. Visit my website at www.everythingfamily.net, and you will feel right at home.
And you really will. And I love these two shows because Alyssa and Debbie deal with that preschooler, because it's amazing that more than 4 million kids aren't ready to start kindergarten. And they have such a fabulous resource for all of you parents of young children out there at ifnotyouwho.org, and over 300 activities that are free. And then Kaz with everythingfamily.net takes you into, you know, grade school, middle school, high school, with great activities and ideas, because she's right. Children learn best when they think they are playing, and that's at no matter what age they are. If they think they are having fun, learning is so much more enjoyable. So it's just great resources for you moms out there and dads out there looking for ways to creatively inspire and educate and share with your children. So thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow on the Mompreneur Model, I am excited to be sharing Patty Farmer. And I really am looking forward to our conversation. And then next week, Tuesday, in our business spotlight, Managing Mompreneur Mayhem is here, and Sina Block is going to be sharing copywriting, which I get questions about that all the time. How do you copyright and protect your material? And so I'm really looking forward to Sina's show on Tuesday. I will definitely have my notebook out. And Wednesday, Glenda Cates will be here with Branding Beyond Blogging and some more of her out-of-the-box thinking when it comes to marketing your business. And Thursday's Thanksgiving. So for those of you tuning in live, you know, I hope you have a wonderful holiday coming up. And for those of you who tune into the archive whenever, I hope you had a marvelous Thanksgiving and it was filled with love and family and fellowship and friends and just the joy of the day. And from me to you, I so thank you all for sharing time with us and making us part of your day. And I wanted to, Janice Clark yesterday on the Social Media Help Not Hype show has created a Facebook experiment to increase the engagement on your business pages. So visit her at facebook.com/bizmsolutions.com and scroll down to the post about the show and then put in your page so we can like you and you can join in this experiment to increase your engagement on Facebook and make your time work. So, you know, we are here with fabulous shows helping you with your family, with your business, with your life, and enjoying every minute of it. So I want to thank you again for tuning in, for sharing us with your friends, and becoming part of the Word of Mom Radio family. So until tomorrow, this is Dori DiCarlo saying, thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.